shackled by a heavy burden. Need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. He touched me. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout while he turns. Touch me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole.
Praise God. We got everything working this morning, too. Thank God. It finally got everything working here well. And we start our audio recording to get this out on the radio. Starting on Wednesday. Great. Thank you to all of you, too, that helped contribute to what we're doing here in the audio-visual sense. I've got a dream to get these messages outside of these four walls. Because I think, praise God, they're worth it to get outside of these four walls. Not because of me, but because it's the Word of God. And we need to get this Word, and we're doing that. More people have come to this church because they've heard this program on the radio. To God be the glory for that, please. We're deflecting and giving Him all the glory for all this good stuff that's happened here at the church. And I just thank you for everyone for catching my vision. You know, we put up with sometimes a hanging wire. How many people in Jerusalem, Bill, are going to watch us today?
34.
Live. The Apostle Paul never could have done that in his wildest dreams. But because you guys helped step up to the plate and we spend some money, it's costing the church $200 a month, but we're getting the gospel message out outside of these four walls and around the world. Praise God. And I want to just take a minute and thank all of you who make that possible. So. Some churches break up because of the color of their carpet. we step up to ensure the gospel message goes outside of these four walls. Praise God. No one can buy or sell except he who has the mark. Now, what's important here, and the main thing that people forget about, is this. This end times event the Bible is talking about is not in any way talking about what the mark is. The main thing the Bible is talking about is this. Now, hear me and tell me if this is similar to what we are experiencing here today. The main thing the Bible is talking about is that the government will force people to take an identifying mark in order to buy or sell out here in society. Now, catch what it is. It's the buy and sell. That's just ordinary living. The Bible's talking about ordinary living. Not so much what it is. But the time is going to come where the government is going to insist that you take an identifying mark in order for you to buy or sell out here in society. Or should I say, to use one of their own favorite sayings, in order to coexist. You know, I hate those coexist bumper stickers. Don't get me started on them. Everyone insists on coexisting. The only problem is, if you want to coexist, something's going to be required of you. And that's the direction the world is moving in right now. If you would have asked me 9 months ago, I would have responded that the vaccine and the mask are eerily similar to how it will be at the end of the age. Or I like better, at the end of the world. Eerily similar, but we would draw the line there. I had logically expected the similarities to end there, and that would be the end of it as time moved on. However, I find the contrary to be true. Not only can I discern, which, by the way, is a quality you as well need to possess, pray to God if you don't have it, the gift of discernment, because you need it. You better have it. You better have the gift of discernment. The next time the government tells you to take an identifying mark, you better have the gift of discernment. Deceived now, no big deal. Deceived again, it'll cost you your soul. You need this gift of discernment. So not only can I discern, but I can see that things are getting progressively worse here, and the similarities are, instead of growing apart, they're drawing closer and closer together. And that scares me. Like seeing a person without a mask scares a liberal or a politician, seeing what I see and hearing what I hear scares this Bible expositor. Because the issue is not going away. If they go away, then I'll stop and we'll go back to Peter and James and John and Matthew and Mark and Luke. But they won't let it go away. The other day, on the Twitter page of the President of the United States of America, people earnestly put forth the notion that it's time now to instigate a tattoo on all compliant vaccine receivers. Did you know that, Brent? One soul. It's good to keep up on these things. A tattoo that could not be duplicated by forgers. So that, in turn, anyone without the tattoo would be unable to conduct business here in the United States. That is, no one will be able to buy or sell. So for kicks, we've never done this before. Let's look at the Greek, shall we? What's the Greek word for mark? We've never looked at that. The Greek word, if you're writing, for mark is the word charagma. C-H-A-R-A-G-M-A. Charagma means to engrave an impression, a mark or symbol. Like its associated word, if you had a Strong's concordance or dictionary, if you look at the net, you know, all the words are numbered. The next word after charagma is the word character. That's what they call in them little things in a typewriter. Character. It's also a name for Jesus Christ. It's only used once in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, that he is the exact express character of God. Amen. Funny, isn't it? Only time it's used. But like the associated word character, that word suggests an engraving tool. Right after the word, engrave, the next word, the noun, is an engraving tool. I don't think you could have said that 6 months ago, meaning things are quickly gravitating towards this being a reality. And this vaccine crowd refuses to let this go. I would. I've stated my piece before. I've preached this from the pulpit, at least on Wednesday nights, what the Bible says about all this. But as time marches on, people are more insistent and demanding that those that have the vaccine are to be marked, so that they can be identified, and that those who have not been vaccinated also can be identified. That's where we're at. Now let's see what the Word of God has to say about all this. Remember, the more these people, this is one of your signs I hear to remember, the more the people won't let it go, the more likely what you see now is going to be, let's say, it'll have great significance in the coming days. Look, there's only two differences between what's going on now and what's going to take place in the book of Revelation. It's number one, it takes place in the tribulation. Number two, the mark of the beast is going to be instigated by the false prophet, and the cost will be your soul if you take it. Whereas that is not the cost for getting vaccinated. You're not going to lose your soul for getting vaccinated. Now turn with your Bibles, in your Bibles with me, please. Revelation chapter 13. If you're watching online as well, Revelation chapter 13. If we cut out later, you can go back to Island Community Church. This audio will be up on there after 12 o'clock. You need to hear this. Now, as you're turning there, let me explain. Again, my aim is that you would be professionals on the subject. All the time on the news, they enlist experts as their go-to people to help explain to the masses what they see. You see military retired generals to comment when there's wars. Well, it's my aim as the pastor here is that all of you would be experts in eschatology. Go-to people on the subject. So that when something's going on in the world, people will turn to you for an explanation. And that could be an opportunity for you to present Jesus Christ to those that are asking. Things like this open up opportunities for you to share Jesus with someone. Be it friends, families, co-workers, etc. Even refusing to wear a mask open up an opportunity for me to share the gospel with someone. When someone asks me, why are you different? Why aren't you like everyone else out here that's scared to walk outside their door? And that gave me the opportunity to share with someone why that God had saved me from dying a while ago, and God brought it to my remembrance that I am alive today because of someone greater than Joseph Biden. Amen. His name is Jehovah, not the government. God is the reason I'm standing here. Not the government. Not the government. Don't make no mistake about that. And that changed my life when that happened. And I'm no longer the same. I don't fear man like I used to. Now, and it's a shame that it took something like that. Falling asleep on a highway at 80 miles an hour on I-95. People die on I-95 for miscorrecting by an eighth of an inch on their steering wheel. Will roll you more than Dale Earnhardt out here in Daytona. I fell asleep at 80 miles an hour, sound asleep, and hit a car. And the damage, I think I've showed some of you what the damage was. It was a half an inch black mark on the side of my door. And then I fell asleep probably a dozen more times on my drive from New Jersey back to Florida at my own daughter's wedding that I performed. And God showed me, I am the one that's in charge of your life. I am the one that holds your breath in my hands. And it's the same with you. God's no respecter of persons. You're alive and here today because Almighty God's got your name. He's got your hand, and your name is engraved in his hands. He's in charge. He's in control. You reached 50, 60, 70, round almost 90. It's not a mask that's got you here. Amen. Almighty God has got you here and everyone else. That's what I've learned. Unfortunately, I'm more stubborn than others. Some people learn things a little easier. But for instance, when you are out and about here in society, you and you alone are the sole individual that knows the false prophet's going to have the power to give life at the end of the age. You and you alone in this church. You and you alone won't be deceived when the false prophet calls fire down out of heaven. Because earlier we've learned it. We've equipped ourselves with the truth so that you and I will not be deceived. People will trust you like they trust in Joseph. That's what God showed me this week. You know, I've preached this nigh on I don't know how many times. This is all new. God showed me in my studies this week, this is how you can become like a Joseph and a Daniel. By knowing this stuff that God's showing you today. Look at the life of Joseph. Look at how blessed he was by God. Look at Daniel, the man highly esteemed by God. God's given you the same information. He wants you to be like Daniel today. He wants you to be like Joseph, to have that kind of favor. It's all right here. It's all right here. If you and I went on a field trip and went down here to another church, now, I hope this doesn't sound proud. But if we went into another church and if I asked everyone in the church, you watch this. If I asked everyone in the church if they thought Satan was going to have the power to give life, that not one person in that church, hopefully the pastor would, not one person in that church would raise their hand. That Satan's going to have the power to give life. See, you guys have heard me say it. God has shown it to me. I share it to you. It's in the Bible. We're going to find it here in a couple of minutes. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. It says, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. All right, we're looking at the false prophet. the main culprit responsible for the implementation of this tattoo or mark. We'll get to what it could be here, maybe here coming up. First scary thing, the man behind this will pretend to be Christian, not Muslim, or Hindu, or atheist, or Jewish. He's got two horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. This verse is easy to understand, Jesus tells you. Matthew 24:24, he says, "For false Christs and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even you." The elect. Jesus warns you not to kill, to deceive you. Again, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to kill, if possible, even the elect. It doesn't say that. It says deceive. It says deceive. That's probably like, you know, finding out 3 years from now that the vaccine will cause ... Not to say anything against it, but let's say they find that out. You would say, but the government, so I, just like Eve, the government deceived me, so I took it. I trust the government. They told me this is nothing but a Donald Trump right-wing bunch of hoo-hoo. Nothing wrong with this. Go ahead, take thine shot. You see, to be deceived is to think that something is something. Gotta keep you safe while something is something else. Get it in your head. God keeps you safe, not Joe Biden. Simple, right? How many wars, Steinbrück, have you been through? All 50 states, wars after wars, evil country. Why do you think he's still sitting here today? Because Almighty God watches out over him. That's why you're here. And then he'll use you and send you somewhere and send you somewhere else, sharing what you know with someone else. Just keep in mind, God is the one responsible for you being alive and being here in this church today, not the government. God is the one. Let's give glory to God today. Be like the lepers and come back and give glory to God. Now I'm getting worked up. What time is it? Right, burn that clock down. Here's another one from Jesus. All right, that was Matthew 24:24. This one is Matthew 7:15. It says, "Beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." I'm not making this up. The guy's going to pretend to be Christian, not some other religion. Sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. This is who Jesus is talking about. This man in sheep's clothing on the outside, but inside he's a ravenous wolf. Church, if these things take place in your lifetime, this ought to affect how you live today. After all these centuries, for this to be going on now, are you still living like the master is not going to return from his journey? Is that how you're living? Look, I'm not basing any of this on what's in or not in a vaccine. I'm alarmed that the government can now give you a mark that prevents you from buying or selling. That's what alarms me. regardless of what you think is in it. I'm saying to you that Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? He's going to split through the sky like... Are you ready for his return?
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
We've had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. More than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. I thank you for your love, Father, this is what it takes.